Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the order or the nazm of the universe. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following with regards to the following verse of Allah the Most High. The verse is, "But whoever has been blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter." Very famous verse of the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. So in explanation of this verse, or in elucidation of this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, the Imam said, "Whoever does not see that there is a great creator behind the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternation of night and day, the orbits of the sun and the moon, and all the other wondrous signs, will be blind in the hereafter." Right? If somebody cannot see that this beautiful order and nazm which exists in the universe, it has a creator who has organized it and systematized it. Somebody cannot see this and denies God, even after seeing all of this, in the hereafter he will be blind. And then to elucidate this even more, the Imam said, this means that he is blind to what he did not witness, and even more astray from the right path. Meaning, he wasn't able to witness God, behind this order, the order of the world. In the hereafter, he will be blind and he will be barred from the meeting with God, the liqa'ullah, as they say, in the hereafter. He won't be able to, see these spiritual truths in the hereafter. The blindness that he had, the blindness of his intellect will be manifested in that way, in the hereafter. It's also been narrated in the commentary of the Nahjul Balagha that Imam Ali used to frequently say, once he had completed his night prayers, his Salatul Layl, "I bear witness that the heavens and the earth and what is between them are signs that indicate to you, and they bear witness to what you have called us towards. Everything that is a proof for you and demonstrates your lordship carries the signs of your bounties and the marks of your administration and management." All of these, the creatures and the creation of the world, all of these are signs of Allah Ta'ala, all of them are signs of God. One of the signs of the believer is that, he recognizes God behind these signs and he contemplates these signs. No matter what his profession, may be. It has been narrated from that Ibn Sina in one of his books said that regarding physiology, regarding medicine, that if somebody, either physiology or astronomy, that if somebody doesn't have knowledge of astronomy and medicine, both of them, then he is aninun fi ma'rifatullah. He is deficient in his knowledge of God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the order of the universe as a sign of God in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.